With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide.
Good morning, Let's go boys and girls. From Black Powder Headquarters high in the mountains in North Georgia, this is O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Yes, indeed, time to set politics aside and let's talk outdoors and encourage each other to enjoy the outdoors and enjoy them with your family. And so we've got a lot of things to do this morning. Let me give you the telephone numbers, 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. You're listening to the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country. You can hear it on WSB Radio, the WSB radio website, iPhones, all that kind of stuff, and the Sports Broadcast Nation from California to St. Louis to Pittsburgh and across the country at 7 minutes after the hour. Let's see now. We've got coming up in this hour the Silent Hero Recognition, the Medal of Honor, and it's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television today on Fox Sports South, Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Arizona, the Pursuit Channel, the Hunt Channel, and Gen 7 Outdoors, and on and on and on. And the subject is a quail hunting trip to Burnt Pine Plantation down in, what's that little town? Burnt Pine? Down below Covington.
I never can remember that.
I can't either. Anyway, it's just a little town. Travis and I were grand marshals of a parade there a few years ago.
New Bern,
Georgia. That's right. And we were grand marshals of a parade. The parade was about six cars.
It was fun.
But it was, I wouldn't miss it. It was the Horny Head Fish Festival. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have missed it for anything in the world. Got to go to a break now, but when we get back, recommendations about books and websites and all kinds of stuff, and we'll be back. A couple of minutes of self-promotion before we get to the calls. For the last few months, I've had available to you O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's a book, and you can buy it at Amazon, and you can buy it at O'NeillOutside.com, and I'll personalize it. But thought you might enjoy, and again, it's all about me, a couple of reviews from people who have purchased the book at Amazon.com, and the name of the book is O'Neill Outside. So, Woman Williams is here this morning, and here she is with a review.
I think you can put a review on there, even if you don't purchase it from Amazon, because if it will say verified purchase.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But one of the ones that I particularly enjoyed, part memoir, part travel guide. This book was not exactly what I had expected. Many outdoor hosts talk and write mostly about themselves. O'Neill does not. And if you enjoy his TV and radio shows, you will enjoy this book because it is written exactly the way he speaks. This book is a deep tribute to the family and friends that molded O'Neill into the successful man he is today and to the many interesting and talented people he met on the journeys featured in his show. It made me both want to go home and hug my father and to contact some of the folks he writes about and in hopes that they might take me fishing.
Oh.
I like that one.
Well, that was nice.
That was very nice. And then, let's see. I have to swap over to another page. Here's these are just little short ones, I think. Sorry.
Did you lose it?
No, it just is popping around some here.
Popping around.
Popping around. Okay. This one. Well, Heck, it's the same one.
Well,
let me try one more time.
All right.
Give me a moment. Okay, this is two short ones. Good show. Wish there were more of them. I have watched O'Neill for years. No nonsense show. Not overly product placed. Those were not necessarily about the book, were they?
No.
But there are some. One woman says she got it for her husband. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that could have made it better was if... I'm having trouble finding them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you've got enough.
Let's forget that.
Yeah. And they can go to Amazon and read them.
Yeah. You can Amazon, or you can go to O'Neill outside the Facebook.
Just put
homepage.
In the search thing. Just put O'Neill outside, and it'll bring it up.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the callers. People are indeed doing that. So let's chat here first with. Okay, Chris is calling. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What do you say?
How you doing this morning, O'Neill?
Outstanding.
That's good. I just calling to let you know I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you.
But I was able to take my 11-year-old son hunting last Sunday, and he was able to get his first deer.
Fantastic.
Super excited about that.
Lots of photos, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Great.
But, I was super excited. I just wanted to let you know I enjoy your show, learn a lot listening to you, and I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. Very kind to call. Congratulations to your son and those pictures. Blow them up, frame them, and put them on the wall.
Yes, sir.
Not just a cardboard box somewhere.
That's right. Thank you so much, O'Neill. We appreciate it.
You bet. So I'll see you soon. There you are. Hey, here's our buddy Mac is calling with the Ram Fishing Report. Mac, what do you say? I think I've got Mac. I'm not here. Very good. I've only done this for 28 years, and I still don't know how to bring people up on the... Good morning, Mac.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on with the Ram Fishing Report today? What do you got to say?
Get your coveralls out. You're going to need them. That's the fishing report.
That's
get your gloves and some hand warmers. No, we got a good report. Fishing's been pretty good. I think we're really starting to get away from that turnover thing and getting a little more stability. The one thing, again, we talked about this last week, but if you are going fishing on Lanier or other area lakes, we're talking about to start with the stripers. A lot of really deep fish. Most of the fish I've been catching. And this is deceptive because we're getting some schooling fish. You're getting some topwater stuff. Mm-hmm. But treat that as a secondary pattern. Expect the fish to be deep. The bite is on an umbrella or a downline. A lot of fish being caught downline in live baits, herring, live trout, 50 to 70 feet. But an umbrella has been very effective as well, and that's a good way to look for them.
Wow.
Yeah, just pull your umbrella around the backs of the creeks, big creek. When you start seeing either fish, optimally you want to see fish, but if you're not seeing a lot of fish and you're seeing really nice schools of bait deep, just stop. And if you see one or two fish on that particular, stop and drop there and get on top of the bait and they'll come to you. And then the bass fishing thing is good, but they're all over the place. You got some guys say, yeah, we're catching them up in lowdowns 2 feet. And the other guy says, yeah, we're catching them out in ditches 42 feet. So that's typical this time of year. The water's about 60 degrees, so it's good quality water pretty much all through the water column. So you can kind of pick and choose your patterns. I think the deeper fish are more stable, particularly after a weather change like we just had.
All right, let me ask you a question. I've been seeing some excellent videos with Mac Farr on Facebook.
Well, thank you. We hope we're entertaining some people.
And how do people find that when they go to Facebook?
Just our Facebook's Captain Mac, CaptainMacks.
Okay.
And you can see the videos, and you can also see an expanded version of this fishing report every week. And we usually put the report up on Friday, so get everybody ready for the weekend.
Okay, well, that's excellent. I saw your illustration of the hummingbird and the Minn Kota. That was really well done.
Thank you very much. That's really an incredible feature. And again, if you want to see it online, it's hard to explain via radio, but you can program, if you've got an iPilot motor, you can program it to circle a waypoint, which is really cool. If you're, all kind of different fishing, walleye guys, striper guys. I know the crappy guys on Lanier, they like to find a brush pile and cast to it and constantly go around it in a circle. Well, you can automate the motor. It'll go around a circle. You set the radius. You tell it how fast you want to go, and you don't have to touch it. You just fish. It's really a cool feature, and that's one of many. But thank you for that. Hopefully that helps somebody catch a fish there.
Well, everyone listen to that now. Go to Captain Mac at on Facebook. He has some terrific, very instructional videos, things that you haven't thought of, maybe ways that you used to fish, and certainly way new things to do. And the application, Mac, is whether you're on Lanier or West Point or lakes in Virginia or the Carolinas, East Tennessee, and even Northern Alabama.
Absolutely. It's geared towards, it's fishing. It's not Lake Lanier fishing. It's fishing.
Yes.
What we do here has application there.
Absolutely. Mac, I'm glad you called, pal. People can find you, and people should. I've sent several people to you, and you're too busy.
Keep sending. We're trying. We're trying, man.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Mac.
Everybody have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving next week, and we'll talk to you Saturday.
You bet. There you go, pal. There you go. There goes Mac, and we've got a lot of calls. We're going to get to every single one of them. I don't have time to get to them now because I don't have time. But I would tell you that, you know, there are dozens, if not hundreds or even thousands of excellent websites for you to visit, newsletters for you to receive, and you can get the O'Neill Outside newsletter. It'll be 6 or 8 instructional videos in the newsletter every month, and there's 440,000 of you that get it, so it must be practical. And you can go to O'NeillOutside.com. You can buy the book there, and you can register and be yourself part of the newsletter. In the newsletter, I don't try to sell you anything like the book, which I do often on the radio program. But you can do that, and you will enjoy the newsletter. It's from the Whitetail Institute and True Turn Tackle Tips and just a whole bunch of stuff. And I think you'll enjoy it if you give it a try. We've got lots of calls, but when we come back, I'll ask you for another review. You're not going to be able to get them.
I have to go out and go into another.
Okay, that's all right. This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award, brought to you by FireAid.
Silent heroes this week are policemen from Britain. Keith Palmer. Palmer was murdered while defending the Parliament building against an evil terrorist by the name of Khalil Massoud. Despite being unarmed, policeman Palmer tackled Massoud to prevent him from entering the palace at Westminster. All through the crowds that were gathered, he had killing 5 and injuring more than 50. He was stabbed and died, but he prevented Massoud from getting in the building, and Massoud soon met his own death. The other one is Keith McCool. The 25-year-old was off duty with friends and he had finishing his shift. Despite being unarmed, he charged the terrorists that were trying to kill people on the bridge over one of the rivers there in Britain. He was stabbed repeatedly and left in critical condition. His name was Charlie, pardon me, but he has been honored for his protection that happened there on the London Bridge Day. These guys are never off duty. They lost their lives charging an evil terrorist and several others of their kind, and they protected other people from their actions. Silent heroes, people you'd never heard of.
Now, you would think about that being a military person.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They put their lives on the line. 26 after the hour, let's talk now to Tony. He's calling from Taylorsville, Georgia. Good morning, Tony.
26 after the hour.
Hey, Tony, you got to turn the radio down, pal.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
You have to turn your radio down, Tony.
Turn the radio down, pal.
Oh, how about now? Tony? Okay, all right, good deal. Well, let's talk to Hank the Yank. He's out there. He's hanging in there. What do you say, my good friend? How are you?
Well, I don't have my radio on.
Good, I'm glad.
That's good news. I've been taught that once before.
Yeah, okay.
Well, listen, good morning, Gail. Welcome back.
Thank you, sweetheart.
What time do I need to be over Thursday afternoon for a turkey?
About 1 o'clock. Would that
Perfect.
Work? Yeah, good.
Perfect. I'll bring my mom's famous cranberry cocktail recipe.
Ooh, sounds good to me.
Cranberries, cranberries, pecans, and pineapple all mixed up together. It's delicious.
That works.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, O'Neill, let me tell you what's going on. It's been, we are halfway through the month of Blovember. It has not stopped blowing for the last 15 days. It's just been, I have to tell you, for anglers out there wanting to catch striped bass during the fall run, this has been nothing short of a tough first 30 days of the season for us. You know, we don't really start striper fishing with a fly rod until around mid-October, and here we are 30 days into the season, and it's been very difficult just because the weather has just not cooperated at all. But the good news is that this weekend, today and tomorrow, looks to have very, very light winds. And just for any anglers going to be out on Lanier this weekend, you just got to burn gas. That's the key. The fish are spread out all over the place. I am getting reports from the dam as far up past Little River and up the Chattahoochee to Laurel Park of stripers on the surface over the last couple of weeks. It's just that nobody's really gotten to fish this week with the tough weather we've had. But I will tell you one thing we're certain of is that the fish are really keying in on these itty bitty young of the year threadfin shad. They're probably an inch and a half long, and you know, O'Neill, as an angler, how difficult that can be to try and match the hatch.
Yes.
So the fly rodder really has the sincere advantage over the regular angler this time of year because we can make a fly that small. But what's really interesting, and I'd love to get your thought on this, you could go out as a conventional angler and throw these little spy baits and throw these itty-bitty little sabiel lures, and they won't touch them because they're just a little too big. Mm-hmm. But if you throw a 6-inch sabiel or a 7-inch sabiel into the melee, you can get one to eat. Now, here they are eating all these little itty-bitty baits, and if you throw something large, a large swim bait at them, you can actually get one or two to bite every now and then. I'm not quite sure why that works. Do you have any thoughts to that?
Well, you know, another thing I do is sometimes, that's a surprise. And how they do that, I don't know, or why they do that, I don't know, but it does appear to work.
It does. You throw something completely, you know, four times the size, five times the size of what they're eating, and you get a few bites. I know one of my buddies was out guiding, had a day this week where there was a little window, and he got into some topwater fish, and he had a hard time getting them to eat the little stuff, conventional-wise. Now, if he was a fly angler, he would not have had any problems getting those fish to eat with those little baits as long as you match the hatch. But if you throw something completely different into the melee, then you have the shot. Just remember to, you know, guys are calling me all the time now asking, well, what do I need to do to find a fish? And you just got to burn gas and go. You know, if you stop and fish somewhere, you're not looking. And that's always the conundrum this time of year. If you're fishing, you're not hunting. And if you're hunting, you're not fishing. But it's always better to hunt to find fish.
Yeah, you
and
that,
that's
the
unique part of this year.
One of the things to do is put on a popping cork or one of a Thunder Chicken, a Mark Noble Thunder Chicken. You can drag a fly behind that.
Yes, you can. That's exactly right. You and I did that years and years and years
ago.
Yes,
we did.
It still works. So that's what's going on today. It's going to be light winds today and tomorrow, so I fully expect those fish to feed. They are feeding best early and late. They'll start feeding about 7:30 in the morning, maybe a quarter to 8. You don't need to get out right at first light. Give it about 45 minutes after first light, we'll start seeing fish up. And then again, from around 3 to 6 o'clock, they'll start feeding again. So you have you basically have like a 7:30 to 10:30 window, and then a 3 to to six windows. So those are the two windows if you're going to go look for fish feeding on top. It's pretty exciting this time of year to go out there on the lake and see about 50 fish just blowing up bait and what looks like a blender on the top of the water. It's a pretty cool thing to experience.
You bet it is. Henry, thanks for calling. That's always, as always, great advice.
Okay, pal. Well, look, have a great weekend, and to all the listeners out there, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with family.
And I'll look forward to the cranberry salad on Thursday.
I'll see you at 1:30.
Yeah, see you later, pal. All right, it's 32 after the hour. Let's talk quickly to Richard. He's calling from West Virginia. Good morning, Richard. And there's Richard right there. Good morning, Richard.
I'm here. You know,
yes, indeed.
You were the Grand Marshal for the Horny Head Fish Festival.
Yes, I was.
That's something that you could put in your book because nobody else has been the Grand Marshal for the Horny Head Fish Festival.
That's right. You know, I'm writing another book, and that will certainly be in it, and I appreciate that. Now, Richard, have you purchased my book?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Richard, come on, man. I'm your best friend.
Where do you get it now?
Amazon.
You have to get it on Amazon. Well, what
or
I have
you
to
can,
do is
or
my
you...
brother to get it because you might not believe this, but I don't have a computer.
I understand.
I've never had one, and I don't know how to get it on one. We have a bookstore here, and I figured if it was in the bookstore, I'd go get it, but I'd have to get him to get it off of Amazon because I don't have a computer.
Amazon is a worldwide bookstore, and get your brother to get it. Maybe I'd appreciate your comment on it. I really would.
Okay.
And what's your question for today?
The question is, when you go and get a fishing license, you can buy a fishing license, you can find any kind of, well, I guess I'd just speak for West Virginia. I don't know if it'd be nationwide or not, but you can fish for any type of fish any time of the year. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get a hunting license, don't you have to get different hunting licenses, like a fish for deer at a certain time of the year, or bear? We have bear here, and then we have elk and deer. Well, I guess elk and deer would be the same thing. But do you have to get different fishing license for different critters, or
no,
can you just
you
get
can,
one fishing license that will be good for any of them?
Well, you get a hunting license, but then usually within the separate states, you'll have to get a tag, which would allow you to fish hunt for turkeys, a different tag for doves, which is a migratory bird, a different tag for ducks, migratory again, and maybe even a different tag for white-tailed deer. There's different tag. The hunting license and the tags are separate, but you can't get a tag without a license. So yes, it's a dual purpose, dual purchase, pardon me.
Oh, okay, so you need different tags for different types of critters.
Correct.
All right, I've got to get my brother to get that book from off of Amazon.
Please do. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it.
How many pages is the book?
I don't know. It's small. You could read it in an afternoon.
It's one of those.
Yeah, it's just little stories.
It's one of those, yeah.
It's one of those. It's people. It's called People and Places Along the Way.
All right, I've got him to get the book then.
Good deal.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Richard. There you go. That goes Richard. And let's see, it's 36 at the hour. I'll have to get to the other callers in a moment because when we return, we will have the Medal of Honor tribute. And I'm always thrilled about that. Then we'll have some more time for some more calls. We'll expect a call this morning from Mike Hayes. And we'll have several things to do and finish up. I want you to go for one of the best hunting websites and newsletters. I want you to go to Realtree.com. Very instructional newsletters and website. I go to it practically every day. It's almost 37 after the hour. You're listening to O'Neill Outside. O'Neill and Gail are here this morning, and we'll be back.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
James Stone, 1st Lieutenant, U.S. Army, Korea, 1951. When his platoon was attacked by overwhelming Chinese forces, 1st Lieutenant Stone stood erect and exposed to terrific enemy fire, calmly directing his men in the defense. A defensive flamethrower failing to function, he personally removed moved to its location, further exposing himself, and repaired the weapon. Throughout the second attack, Stone, though painfully wounded already, personally carried the only remaining light machine gun from place to place in the position in order to bring fire on the Chinese forces advancing from two directions. Throughout, he continued to encourage and direct his depleted platoon in its hopeless defense. Although again wounded, he continued the fight with his carbine, still exposing himself as an example to his men. When his final overwhelming assault swept over the platoon's position, his voice could still be heard, faintly urging his men to carry on until he lost consciousness. Only because of this officer's driving spirit and heroic action was the platoon emboldened to make its brave but hopeless last-ditch effort. James Stone died in 2012. It's 5:41.
These things bring you to tears.
Oh,
and as a matter of fact, we might mention that the other night on Netflix, there is a new program on, it's a documentary, I guess.
Yes.
And it's called Medal of Honor. And we watched it, and it's quite emotional.
It's a documentary and a reenactment of what happened for a recipient of the Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And
highly recommended if
you know, absolutely.
If you like reading about heroes.
Yeah. I'm gonna redo something here that we referred to in the first hour, because there's so many people who join us at 5 o'clock. You know, I always encourage you to get your children involved in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, just spending time in the woods. And so I have a couple of things I want to tell you about. It's 5:42. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Here's a note that came through our Zach Brown guest book at O'Neill Outside. I'll read it to you. This is Evie. She says, I'm 10 years old and have been hunting with my dad since I was a baby. She said she went hunting with him recently. She saw 5 deer, a baby mouse, a huge anthill, a red-tailed hawk, and she ate a whole bag of cheesy popcorn and Chex Mix and cherry Sprite. And her dad's tummy was growling the whole time. She didn't kill a deer. She didn't catch a fish. But she spent a morning with her dad and all the things that she discovered. And what a great illustration that is for you, as I encourage you to involve your children in the outdoors. And it doesn't have to be a deer hunt. Just go on a hiking trail, get off into the woods, and sit still and be quiet. It's a mountain of views and sounds and animals and trees and plants and all those things that it beats going to a football game, because this is the two of you alone. So, yes, ma'am, you had something?
Those are memories that last a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Just spending one-on-one time with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really, to be honest, I can't remember ever spending one-on-one time with my dad, because he worked all the time.
Yeah. And the only time he went hunting was Thanksgiving morning.
Yep. He and my brother would go hunting.
They went hunting, rabbit hunting usually, right?
Yeah, it was some kind of hunting, yeah.
Yeah, they just went and walked in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. But and they went fishing, you know. But you didn't do, I guess you just didn't do things like that with little girls back then.
Not as much. Yeah. Everybody, that's the generation that worked the hardest.
Yes, he worked all the time.
Yep. They worked all the time, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Maybe I should refresh that. Okay. Calls are over. People quit calling. Wonder why.
They don't like you.
I'm sorry.
About
it's just O'Neill.
It's just you.
Okay.
Okay. So.
More. I've got time to do this, and I'm going to do this again. So. More about involving your kids in the outdoors, your children, your grandchildren. And always hasten to ask, I'll bet you there's a child in the neighborhood whose dad doesn't live at home or his dad is not an outdoorsman. So here are 10 things you can do that will help. First of all, you got to have a backpack with toys, maybe a small set of binoculars, and you have to know what you're doing to some great degree. But if you go fishing and you catch a tiny little bass or whatever, don't disparage the fish. You don't have to catch a 5-pound largemouth. 1 8-inch will do just fine. But talk about the fish. Talk about how big he's going to grow, how old he is. What is this lateral line on his side, and what does that mean to the fish? How does he find his bait? If you catch a catfish, oh my goodness, there's 2 or 3 hours you can talk about a catfish, about the barbels and how he finds his bait and why his head is flat and he has taste buds, if you will, all up and down the sides of his body. See what I mean? Keep things simple. You don't have to go to the Great Barrier Reef with a 5-year-old little girl to make it great. Keep the travel time low. This doesn't have to be all day. It can be a couple of hours. Don't forget the snacks and the drinks and maybe the cell phone. Prevent problems like sunburn and getting wet and getting cold. Those things don't have to... An outdoor trip doesn't have to be a suffrage. Explain the small things. Like right now, if you were in the woods today, you could explain why the leaves turn colors. What happens this time of year that the leaves change color? If you see a deer, explain what... Think about the fact if you had never seen a deer, and I told you, now there's this animal, he weighs about 140 pounds, and every year these horny structures grow out of the top of his head. And he uses those things to fight and establish dominance. Wouldn't you think I was talking about an awfully strange animal? Well, I am talking about a strange animal. But we've come for him to be average, if you will. When you return, go to the internet for further explanations and illustrations of what you did. And finally, take a camera. Let's handle a few calls if we can.
The pictures are really important for memory's sake. Absolutely.
Good morning, Austin.
Hey, O'Neill. How are you doing?
Good. How is Austin today? And when are you going hunting, Austin?
You know where Shadyville is?
I do, yes.
Yeah, we own a hunting plantation down there.
Oh, wonderful. I bet you get to go often.
Yes, sir, we do. And I'm here with my dad.
Wonderful. Will you be hunting today? It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, yes, sir, it is. We're about 30 minutes from it? We're about 25 minutes from it. We're driving down there.
And I bet you're thrilled to get to go.
Yes, sir. I love hunting.
You bet. Good luck to you today, Austin.
Thank you. I have a question for you real quick.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing to hunt?
My very favorite thing to hunt, as far as fur-bearing animals, is mule deer. Because you hunt all day. But I enjoy hunting quail because it's very social. You don't have to be quiet. You get to visit with your hunting partners. How about you? What is your favorite thing to hunt?
We hunt whitetail deer.
Okay, good for you.
And turkey.
Oh, boy. Now, there you are. That's one of those other favorites is the eastern wild turkey. Have you taken a turkey before?
Sir? No, sir. All right. Well, if you're talking about my brother, then, oh, yes, sir, plenty of times.
Good. I didn't quite understand that, Austin.
What do you said, have I ever seen a turkey before?
Okay, your phone's cutting out, Austin. Austin, now call me back next week, if you will, please, if you're up early, and let me know how you did on your hunt this week. Will you do that?
Yes, sir, I will.
Good deal. You promise?
Yes, sir, I promise you.
You bet. Thank you for calling, Austin.
You're welcome. Thank you,
O'Neill. You bet. There you go. And here, let's talk to Mark, who's calling on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Mark. It's 51
after the
hour.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey there.
Good morning. How
good.
Are you?
Lovely.
Happy belated birthday to Miss Gail.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And wanted to remind all the hunters out there, there's a lot of families out there right now. This is coming up Thanksgiving. These mm-hmm. people are, every processor has got list of people wanting venison.
Oh, boy.
How about
good
that?
Good idea.
So, you know, if you got that one extra one, let's feed a family.
That's, Mark, that's an excellent idea and a great call and a great reminder. Hunters for the Hungry, and you can find those lists where?
You can find them on a GON's website, mm-hmm. or you can just about ask any red meat processor has a list of people needing meat.
Wonderful. Great call, pal.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Great
call.
Good luck to you. Have a good weekend, and have a great Thanksgiving. There you go. 52 and a half after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside. Every Saturday morning, 4 to 6 a.m., WSB, AM, and 95.5 FM, and the Sports Broadcast Nationwide. And we talk outdoors every week. And it's a reminder for you, we handle these subjects over and over and over again. And this show today, I believe, is the most important and the most memorable, and the show for you to understand encouragement, the one today. And you can see the show on Facebook later this afternoon. How about that? Okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. Okay, it's 23 and a half after the hour. We're going to go to a break now. Then
it's
we'll
what
come
time?
Back with about two and a... Pardon me?
It's what time?
53 and a half after the hour.
Oh, I thought
hour.
You said 22.
No.
You did.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm not a professional at this.
Yeah, one day you will be.
I hope I get to stick around long enough to do that. And we'll be back.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Good morning, Mike Hayes. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, and he did say 23 and a half.
He did, didn't he? I knew I was hearing right. That's good. Well, we've got, I've missed talking to you, but I've been a little under the weather. But we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and that's time to spend with family. And
that's
I
right.
know the Hayes family, and I bet y'all are going to be having a wonderful Thanksgiving meal together. Is that correct?
There probably will be 25 of us all together here at my house.
25? So oh, my gosh.
So that's a bunch of Hayeses. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, tell me, Sherry doesn't cook for everybody, does she? Does everybody kind of throw it together and bring a dish?
Oh, yeah. Everybody brings a dish, and then we do the dressing and the turkey.
Yeah.
And they do that all out here, and then here we go for getting stuffed.
Yeah,
ourselves.
And then,
terrible.
And then sit and watch TV, and then if you're like we are, we get stuffed again.
Yeah, and then you
gotta eat it twice. You know how that goes. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And are you having turkey and ham?
Yes, turkey and ham, Boston butt.
Ooh.
It's really good stuff.
You bet.
But, it's good things that happen is my mama, guess what, Gail? My mama turned 88 this week.
Whoa, bless her heart. Well, wish her a happy birthday. What day was her birthday?
Tuesday.
Mine was Wednesday. Good
yeah,
people.
But you turned 28.
Good people born it. That's right, 28. I keep believing that one. Yeah. Well, when everybody gets stuffed with turkey and watch a little bit of football, you get tired of that. I suggest that they go to HayesChrysler.com and look for a new car. What do you think?
Oh, that's terrific. We did have a great year in business, too. So we got some fantastic employees. So we're going to have a really great Thanksgiving thing for the people that work with us, too, also.
Oh, of course. Y'all do that. You're really good to your employees. Well, I'll be thinking about you on Thanksgiving. I hope you get lots to eat.
We'll do that, absolutely.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week.
Just show O'Neill how to read time.
Well, we're glad you joined us this morning. It's been a pleasure. We had a great theme for the show. I'm encouraging you to spend some time outdoors. Have a great Thanksgiving, all of you. I hope you have an opportunity to spend it with your family. Enjoy this weekend and throughout that next week. It's 57 after the hour. Yes, ma'am, you have something to say? Okay.
Well, just happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Huh?
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Oh, yes, indeed. Enjoy it with your family. And, Mike, we just talked to someone who's going to have 25 people at his house. We'll have 20.
No, about 12.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
We live too far away now.
Yeah, we're kind of getting spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
Travis is in Texas, establishing his life in he just bought a house in Sweetwater, Texas.
Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm sorry. This has not been a good morning for me.
My brain is just completely
disconnected. Wonder why that is.
I don't. Maybe it's you working too hard.
Well,
you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
Could be. You get a day off this
every
week.
Every day, yeah. What the hell? What the heck? That's what I'm supposed to do, right?
You get a day off this week, you know,
okay.
Thursday,
I'm
right?
I'm give that a try.
Yeah.
So enjoy enjoy your holidays. Take the opportunity to take a kid fishing or hunting, and you don't have to do that. As I read to you earlier, just to walk in the woods and look at the animals and listen to the birds. And be quiet for a few minutes. You'll find out the woods will wake up all around you. I promise that they will. So we've got, you've been listening to O'Neill Outside, and you can watch the show on Facebook after it's been edited and reposted there later in the day. Many thanks to Jason Byers, Karen, and Brian Green that make all this happen. And this is O'Neill along with Woman Williams. And you guys enjoy all this. And I'm out of here early so you can listen to the theme song of Georgia with Ray Charles. It's a good one. If you're too busy to go fishing, take a kid along. You're too busy. And we'll see you next week.
Georgia.
Are you scared of the boom? The one just before your lights go out? Who knows how long you'll be sitting there in the dark? An automatic backup generator kicks in as soon as your power crashes, but you need a pro to design your system. Generators are not one size fits all. So get.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.